all want peace in our lives. And the place to find peace is when we spend time with God, just on our own. Problem is, so many people seem to be too busy for that kind of peace. Hi, I'm Bernard Diamond, and welcome again to the program today as we take a look at the peace that God has ready and waiting for you from a different perspective. If there's one thing that marriage teaches you, it's this. There can be no peace in a marriage unless husband and wife spend time together, enjoying each other's company. That's why God invented intimacy. A husband and a wife, well, they go through a lot in life together, ups and downs. There are bumps and bruises and hurts, and there are tensions and there are pressures. But when they spend time together, they can just hold each other. And that's such a powerful thing. They can talk through things and work through difficult issues instead of wasting their time on some useless television program and then leaving those things unresolved where they fester and undermine the relationship. They can laugh and cry and become so close that when the tensions and the pressures of life try to tear them apart as they will, what they discover is that they're so close that none of that has an impact on their relationship. Unless they do those things, there's no peace. So why should it be different with God? Over these last few weeks, we've been talking about peace, and that's because Christmas is about peace. Christmas is God's declaration of peace in our lives. The sort of peace that happens on the inside, in the soul, in the spirit. It's what gives us what we need to face the world out there. People sometimes look at me and say, well, Bernie, you know, you don't really need peace because you have a pretty easy life. You just do these radio programs. They don't know the half of it. This is a tough gig. All of this just doesn't happen. Hundreds of stations, relationships with the stations, supporters and friends of the ministry, relationship and communication with those, our finances, our staff, growing the ministry, managing that growth. There are tensions and strains and it's hard work. And in the middle of all that, the highest calling of God on my life is to do what I'm doing right now. And I'm no good in God's hands doing this if I'm a screaming wreck under those pressures. I need peace to be used of God to bless you. I need joy. I need that quiet assurance amidst the pressures of life. And there's only one place where I found that. The quiet times that I have with God, with the Lord, early in the morning when the rest of the world is asleep. Now, the days when I do that are so different to the days when I don't. When I have that time to spend with God, and usually for me it's somewhere between 45 minutes to an hour, God just gives me this quiet assurance because I know He's in that place with me. He speaks with me, He blesses me, He gives me peace. And the days when I don't do that are so often days of turmoil and disquiet and upset, and they just don't come together. When we spend time with God, He gives us guidance, He gives us love, He gives us peace. Jesus knew that. Jesus had a tough ministry schedule. Let's have a quick read. Jesus had just been doing a whole bunch of things. We're in Mark chapter 1, if you have a Bible. He'd just been doing a whole bunch of things out there in ministry, casting demons out of people and healing people. And it says this, in the morning, while it was still very dark, He got up and He went out to a deserted place where He prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for Him. When they found Him, they said, "Everyone's searching for you." And He answered, "Come on, let's go. Let's go and do what we have to do." See, Jesus had a rock star schedule. The crowds were flocking after Him. Everyone was searching for Him. He could have said, "I don't have time to pray. I've got to go do this and go do that and chase down this and manage that and organize this gig." Early in the morning, when it was still dark, Jesus was out somewhere praying and having a relationship with His dad. And this is the Son of God. Jesus, the Son of God, is a man of prayer. When we spend that time with God, we get guidance and peace and power. Peter the Apostle in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 11 says this, "Seek peace and pursue it." In other words, get deliberate about peace. Let me ask you a question. What's life like when day by day, every step of the way, you walk in a quiet assurance of peace? On the inside, how do you feel? Isn't that awesome? And on the outside, you become more effective and capable. It impacts other people positively. Now, compare that to those days when we're a screaming blubber of jelly and all over the place, like a cork in the ocean being driven by a storm. How do you feel on the inside? And on the outside, what impact does that have on your abilities? This is a no-brainer. We need peace. We all have our trials and temptations, and we all feel like we're the only ones going through it. It feels lonely. But we all have it. I have mine, you have yours, and sometimes we get so busy we don't have time to spend with God. Let me put this as plainly as I can. That's just nuts. Sorry, but it is. You want peace, you have to pursue it. And that word that the Apostle Peter uses there means to run swiftly after it in order to catch it, to press into it. It is a deliberate, sustained decision. Oh, I have no peace in my life. Well, what are you doing about it? Oh, nothing. I just want some peace. Well, get a revelation today. The rest of the world isn't going to give you and me peace. In fact, the opposite is true. People and things and situations and pressures are going to rob us of peace. And we look at that on Friday, the peace robbers. The true, deep, abiding, restful, joyful, delightful peace only happens in one place, Jesus. And we need to make a decision to pursue that peace, which means making time with him every day. This is not a guilt trip. This is not a rule. This is not some procedure. It's just plain common sense. But I don't have time. Let me ask you a question. How badly do you want peace? If you had diseased kidneys and needed dialysis, would you have time to go to dialysis? If you were recovering from a cancer operation and needed to go for chemotherapy, would you be able to fit chemotherapy into your busy schedule? Well, we are talking about your life here and mine, the one life that we have to live. Do we want peace or don't we? It's time to make time. 20 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes. Maybe it's the morning, maybe it's the evening, but away from noise, away from distractions, away from television, away from family. Maybe it's in the train. Maybe like me, you're an early morning person. Maybe you're not, and it's a half an hour after dinner at night. Whatever it is, if we take the time to spend with God in prayer, just resting, talking, offloading, listening, reading, God will breathe life into us. When we offload our burdens to him, when we pray and listen to his guidance in our spirits, when we take time in God's word or a teaching CD or a Christian book or a devotional, there are so many resources available. Come on. When we take that quiet time alone with God, little by little, we build a quiet assurance. We build a confidence. We build a peace because God does that for us amidst the turmoils of life. How much do you want peace? Jesus came that we might have peace. He opened the door for peace with God. Will we walk through? That's the question. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. And God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.